It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Can you just not?
Hey.
Can you just not? Every year.
I was so sure. This year. Are we ready? Oh, you. Hi, guys. These guys tried to catch Madame Joyce and I literally recorded before we came on. But welcome to Talk a Moment. I've got this UK baddie, the Queen of Pod, in England. I see all your videos pop up. I don't know why. I think because we kind of have similar styles, because every time I would do one-on-one sessions, I would say, this girl lives rent-free in my head. You're saying the things that I would always say. So you know what they say about the phones and technology right now and how you're thinking something and you just say it?
Yeah.
Because then I would see, because, you know, I'd never met you, but then I would just always see this video and I'm like, how is she just put on saying the same damn shit I'm thinking right now? The fuck? Do you know what I mean? And then when you mentioned that you were in town, I was like, I would definitely love to have her on the podcast. The name of the podcast is...
Cocktails and Takeaways. Yeah,
CNT is what I
CNT,
always
CNT, baby, always.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be here.
Welcome to Lagos.
Listen, I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
How are you finding Dirty December?
Dirty December is extremely dirty. I must say. So it's been my first week here.
Okay.
And honestly, the stamina that you need for I don't have it.
Ooh.
And I thought I did.
Mm.
And so I'm hanging out with the Lagos girls and they're like, okay, first of all, we're leaving at midnight. That's already spun me because in London, midnight is when I'm starting to load out of the club.
Yes.
And then starts at midnight. You go to the first club, you dance, party,
drink.
The key
is not to exhaust your energy in the first club. Oh, I would tell you, that's the key.
Educate me.
Let me tell you what. The key is the first club is looking pretty, trying to still see if the night is going to go good or bad.
Yeah.
If you're going to have, you know, nice niggas that night, if you're going to see someone that you can give your number to, that's the first club.
Okay.
But the second club, if the first club is not looking promising, then you'll let go of the nights. But the second club, you change from the hills to the flats.
What?
There's no need.
There's even a change.
Yeah.
God.
I've always got flats in my car every time I go out.
So the second club is flats?
My sister. Second club is like 3:30, 4 o'clock now.
Do you know what? You're so right. Because I went out by 4 o'clock, my foot was finished. I was in the corner on the table like this. Because you know when your leg is hurting, you're like...
And you have to keep that smile on, because...
And then you know when you have to push your leg back a little bit, you kind of half remove the heel, but you don't want to be that girl that's barefoot, because that's ghetto.
Yeah.
But yeah, my toes is killing me.
So I just gave you like the trick. In Lagos, you want to drink loads of water during the day when you know you're going out.
Okay.
You literally have to drink loads of water, pace yourself. If you can get a little nappy in there before the time to go out, because we go out late,
mm-hmm.
even perfect. Because, see, first club, as I said to you, is where that's Madame Joyce for the evening. Your outfit is still popping, your makeup is still popping,
yeah.
Your lip gloss is still shining, hair is laid, boys come to me, girls check me out.
Yeah.
We're up in this business. By the second club, everybody in there is drunk. Who's looking at you?
It's true. Hey. It's true.
That's when the annoying offers now start coming. The ones that normally can never tell you what they can never tell you in the normal day.
Sober.
Hey, alcohol now gives them audacity.
Audacity. Is that, do you know what? I've been loving the guys, especially, honestly, I really love the Lagos boys. They're very forwards. I love it. Do you know what it is? Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, maybe because I'm in the space, but in the UK, I find that a lot of guys will just kind of look at me. Like, they'll just like, look at me. Mm-hmm. They don't approach me, but I find the men very audacious. Like, they're ready to grab your hand. They're ready to look at you. And similar, I think that's kind of sexy. I love a guy that's forward.
Lagos boys have that. Yeah. Lagos boys feel like they have money. And money answers all things.
It do, though.
And let me, it, I agree. But let me tell you where the audacity also comes. It's either she does or she no do. So why should they waste their time by looking at you and just looking away? So they try, they shoot their shots. Oh, if you say no, Tina will say yes. If Tina say no, Lucy, somebody on the line is going to answer. So I also would tell you this, because I remember doing a pod once and I said, no matter how I criticize Lagos boys and I say Nigerian men are just badly behaved, I really think that Nigerian men in the pool are still the best around the world. Because let me tell you what, what you UK girls are going through, moly shit. I don't understand. All my cousins in the UK, when they tell me their dating stories, it's bad. I cringe.
It's honestly, it's really bad. Like, and I feel like because we're so used to it, it's like, that's just the expectation. So even here, like somebody opened the car door for me. I'm like, wow. This is great.
UK boys don't do that?
I mean, no, barely. Like, honestly, I'm telling you, like, the chivalry for me in London is so below par. It's so dead. Mm. The guys don't have much shame. They don't, like, what the conversation...
Do they still ship, like, bills?
Yeah, the conversation is still there.
So people still do dodge the girls?
Yes, there's still conversation about, you know, splitting the bill. When
that's never happened
obviously,
to me, so, you know.
It's happened to me once. I'll tell you... God.
God.
So I went, how old was I? Maybe I was 20. I was on Hinge. So this is my online dating moment. Mm. And there was this guy that was like, you know what? I really like you. You know, you're going to be my wife. And I'm like, girl, we've not even met. This is online. But I was like, okay, cool. You know, he's on me. So then when we went to one Turkish restaurant and bearing in mind, I'm not a fan of Turkish because it's just meat, right? Yeah. I like a bit of flavoring, but I went anyways. We sat down, we ate. He's like, I really like you. I want you to be my girlfriend. And I said, okay, we'll see where it goes.
Where was he from? Sorry, Scott.
He was Nigerian.
But living in the UK.
He was living in the UK. And the bill came. And he was like, obviously, you know, us girls in Nigeria. And one thing I love about the Lagos babies, they're so audacious. When the bill comes, they'll look at you like this. They will look you dead in the eye and say, what are you going to do about that? But in London, we're still quite conservative. So maybe we will just, you know, pretend. Let's pretend to just open our bag. Or we won't even give...
Wait. What are you looking for in the bag?
Just maybe. Just for him to be like, no, don't worry. Like, you know, we just have to pretend. Or we'll look at our phone. We're not giving the eye contact. We're still shy. So obviously, I've done the... okay, let me get my card. And I'm waiting for him to be like, no, don't worry. I'm not hearing anything. I'm not rummaging. Imagine, you know, you're the small person. You see the card there. I'm not looking to see if maybe he's going to say something. And he's looking at me. He goes, oh, do you want to split? And he said, do you want to split? And I'm looking at him. And I'm like, yeah. But I thought he was joking. He's like, yeah.
No,
he said, are you sure?
You actually said, yeah. I said, you're nice.
He said, are you sure? And I'm looking at him thinking, what do you mean? Am I sure? But again, like, I'm not used to somebody being so like, okay, do you want to split? Because it's never happened to me.
Yeah.
Anyways, the bill came.
Don't tell me he went, I ordered this, you ordered that.
No, he opened his phone and he said, £96.47 divided by 2.
My lashes, guys.
Hey!
You paid your half.
I paid the first.
You're a better woman than I am. You are a better woman than I am.
Oh my God, it was such a hot mess. And I remember that day. And you know, that's what I'm saying. They're very shameless because even after the date, me, I'm now power walking to the train station. He's now following me. Oh, should I walk you to the train station? Should I say, don't worry, because I'm going there anyways. I'm thinking, fuck off, bro. Anyways, when I got to the train station, he then tried to kiss me. Sorry? What's that about? He tried to kiss me. What's that? Sorry? I've never, do you know Matrix, when they go back, I've never bent back so fast in my life. But yeah, that's been the first and last time I learned that one.
Listen, I feel like, especially if the guy initiates the date.
Yeah.
And this is what my cousins always say about UK guys mm-hmm. as well. It's like, it's almost like it's a giving and they're almost trying to even shame you for not looking at your boss to bring out the credit card. I said, well, that's why I'm a Lagos girl, because me, what will come out of that purse will be my powder. I will literally start pressing my face in front of you and be like, so where are we going from here? So what are we doing next? If you say, Amy, I will leave you there with the bill.
Honestly, it was, oh God.
It's terrible.
I just love the confidence of Nigerian women here. Honestly, they really stand for what they want. They're really like,
but I also feel like Nigerian guys don't rate this. Nigerian guys are not appreciative of our confidence. Nigerian guys actually do not understand. They complain about Nigerian women all the time because they believe that Nigerian women, and to be fair, they are expensive. I must be honest. Mm-hmm. Like Lagos babes are like, you know, everything has to be on point. And, mm-hmm. you know, they are leaving nothing unchecked and unmarked. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? So for you to even come correct and take her out on a date, by the time you see how glistening her skin is, like yours first, what she used to apply on that skin mm-hmm. is probably more expensive than what you eat in that restaurant. Or the weave she's hearing on her head. Do you understand? So mm-hmm. they come already looking like, I think that probably intimidates the guys to just close their eye and...
But on a positive, it puts the guys in check.
I think it does.
I think the women here and how the standards that they've set for themselves put the men here in check. That's why when we look at the Nigerian guys, we're like, listen, they know they're going to come correct because they know the Nigerian ladies don't play.
Yeah. The bullshit is still the same. I'll tell you this for free. The guy that's splitting bill with you and the one that's paying. You know, they always say it's better to cry in a Rolls Royce. Sometimes in Nigeria, it's worse. Because let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. The girl that's crying on the bus, at least wind is blowing her. In that Rolls Royce, the AC is circulating all your tears back to you. And it's worse because the leather is lush on your back. And you're just thinking, is it because of this Rolls Royce I'm chopping these shits?
Oh, man.
The shit is the same everywhere. I feel like audacity is on an all-time high with these people called men. I don't know how they get it. It'd be like every year that they research out to become more audacious.
Oh,
my
God.
Sister.
It's every day that, God, honestly, I can't speak for the guys here. But I feel like
it's the same thing. Because most of the guys you're talking about are probably, you know, of African descent, right?
Yeah.
So the other Ghanaians, Nigerians, most of them, okay, you were born and bred in the UK, but you have family, at least you watch film, you know what it is to be. They're all the same.
I think
the difference is, you know, they just don't have the money. They just don't, UK guys just don't have the money. And UK guys are a bit weird in the sense that I don't think they even appreciate, when they look at Nigerian guys and how they are balling, I don't think that it encourages them or inspires them. I think they think it's wasteful. So
I think what it is that it's kind of like the friends that flock together. I think from what I've seen with the Lagos boys here, they really do try to outdo each other. Like everything is quite competitive with them. So it's like, if my friend is balling, I must ball higher. You bought 4 bottles, cool, I'ma buy 8. Like in there, everybody in London, the group of disgrace, they packaged together. So when somebody's laughing, oh yeah, should we go halves on a bottle? One bottle between 10 men. That's what they do, one bottle. And they don't mind splitting it.
I had an ex once, I'm not even going to lie. Love was what made me date this guy. Nothing more than love. I loved him. And I remember he would go out and he couldn't even buy me a drink.
Oh no.
And I would be like, this guy will wait for his boys to order the drinks. And then when the baller on the table buys the drink, he will now pour a drink for me. But I loved him. So...
But let me tell you something, sister. That's how they catch you. Because at the beginning...
Have you seen my eye?
No, you've changed.
Do you know when back when? When Davido said back when, do you know when back when was? I dare you this day to try it. I dare you to even try this day.
Was this in Nigeria?
This was in Nigeria and I loved the boy. I just loved him. Then what did I know? I was just like, look, when I loved Joyce, they use my eye, see? Shege. Me. I was a lover girl.
Yes,
I can love a guy. I will be in the forest and it's just that one tree I'm seeing. I can have all sorts of offers.
It's true. And I've done, the thing is, like, you know, sometimes when people say that your standards are too high, it starts to get into your mind. I remember dating a guy and same thing, your standards are too high. It's only rich guys you want. And I said, you know what? Yeah, let me reduce my standard. let me find someone that I like. Let me not think about the money. Let me be fair. Let me be fair game. And I dated this guy. And even to pay for my train tickets to be going to London to see him, he couldn't pay. There's one time, and I'll never forget, my sister always makes this joke. And we was in my room one day and she said, "Why are you still dating that boy? The boy that can't even buy you Chinese. Not even buy you Chinese." And I was like... And I was like, "Grace, shut up." I was like, "Sister, shut the hell up. He can't buy me Chinese." Mm. And I called him and I said, "Babe, you know what? I'm actually really hungry. Can you just order? There's this £5 Chinese."
£5? He couldn't buy
that. He said, "I don't understand." He said, "I don't understand. I don't understand why you asked me. You know my circumstance." Mm. You know my circumstance.
You know there's that thing that trended this year, understanding girlfriend. It was a whole thing on the internet in Nigeria. I don't know if you guys saw it.
No, we didn't.
Where people are talking about when you see understanding girlfriend, her hair is all made, doesn't have any nails on, because she's understanding of the guy's circumstance.
Hey.
And sometimes being the understanding girlfriend, in some cases, sometimes it pays.
Yeah.
People that be watching us right now be like, "What are you talking about? I manage." I hate that struggle story. When you now think that because you struggled, every other woman should struggle. Because you sent your husband to school on 20,000 naira, that's your business. Hello? Some of us have passed away with poverty a long time ago.
God.
And just because that was your struggle, we've had separate struggles in different areas. But people they like to sell. Like, I realize that, I don't know if it's also just the timing we live in, where when you are talking about your standards, sometimes you come across as wanting what is not existent. And I'm like, what do you guys mean? Why are you trying to make it seem as if my standard is high? Do you get it? People are always quick to understand or relate with stories where they were riding bicycle from there, retiring, some beat them. Then one day, by some happenstance, he bust tire. Before you could not buy packs, before you could not buy a car. And then by the glory of God today, they'll now be like, if she was not there to ride with you in the bus,
ride,
she does not
dying.
Deserve a seat. Ride
Where
are they riding to?
I think what it is, and I'm looking at you, like, look at the way they dripped up and down. Like this, I think when it comes to men, you can have two things. And I love it. We're in a space right now where women are doing so amazing.
Yeah.
Like the women in the UK, the black women who are doctors, who are in tech, who are
even in
healthcare,
this space,
in
you
this
guys
space,
are owning, yeah,
entertainment. So it's either the men meet us or the men drop us.
Mm.
And unfortunately, the men cannot say with their mouth, "You know what? These girls are making more money than us all. We need to up our game." They'll say, "No, it's too much. Meet us where we are in hell."
Or she's too materialistic.
Meet us where we are in hell. If you had the money, honey, you'd buy it too.
Yeah.
But you don't, so you can't.
I agree.
Like, period.
And you know, you just touched on something that is so solid. And I feel like a lot of women out there need to... Because you find how women these days are trying to also dim themselves down because they believe that, you know, the higher you go... I don't know about your journey, your story, but I find out that also when you're growing, you know, people kind of like when they can just peg you and when they can just see you and explain you. All of a sudden, when you break out and they you know, you're doing your thing, they don't realize the amount of years you've spent doing what you're doing. And they think you're an overnight success. And then even the guys around you, it's almost like you are now you've carried yourself out of the dating bracket.
Okay.
It's weird how you find that people say the more successful you are. You would think that when you see all these successful women, like they are the ones that have the best relationships. But sometimes it really isn't.
Yeah, it's hard.
Sometimes
they
are the ones who take the most crap.
Yeah, agreed.
And you're like, it's as if it's a gift and a curse. So is it that I'm succeeding in this part of my life and this part of my life is just going to be crying for help? Because tell me what?
Do you know what? I'm going through the same thing where my work life is absolutely phenomenal. And but my relationship life is really struggling. And I think what it is, like when you even look at the statistics of generally black people in wealth, is already low, right? I think we make 5% of the UK. And out of the UK, out of that 5%, maybe less than 1% are over a certain amount of money per year. So when you take that into factors and then you take age and then you take race, the pool of men that you're left with is, and then not married, no children, squeezed.
You know,
everything just because one.
You know, saying maybe I can manage children. Alice is not married. Maybe if he's had a kid and the child is at a certain age, I know there's no baby mama drama.
Yeah,
I can at least take
exactly.
It. But
it
damn,
gets
I never
harder.
Thought that we'll get to the point where we'll even start having such conversations.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
The more successful you are, the harder it is to date the guys that you like, which is mm-hmm. where you then see Black women branching out and dating other races.
Would you date a guy outside of your race?
I definitely would. But I think in terms of marriage, I would just love to have a nice chocolate husband. But I don't know what God has in store for me, but I just love my Black men so much.
I do. But I find that I think I'm too Raz for a white man. That's the issue.
Oh God, oh God.
That's actually the issue. Do you understand?
Oh God.
My sister is married to a white guy. I love my brother-in-law to pieces. Hi, Stian. Even as a sister-in-law, I get tired of speaking English. You know when you're speaking the English, you just... Some days I want to just break it down to broken.
Yeah. Oh,
my guy, Alpha, my nigga. Do you understand? Yeah. I just want to speak my Yoruba in peace. And I find out that I just can't hack it.
Yeah.
I've tried. When you're speaking, so how are you? The accent just starts to irritate me. So I'm just like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah,
it's
agreed.
Not for me. I think I'm just too Raz for them. Because I see all these girls on TikTok that make it look so glamorous. These Black girls who are snagging this white man.
Yeah.
And I say a day in the life of a married. They call themselves also. I watch all this their TikTok. Yeah. Shout out to Temisa. He's always sending everything to me. Say, you are here. Doing podcast. See your mates, you know. And they just make it seem like they just wake up in MS. They go shopping. They pick up his laundry. They make dinner. And I'm like, this could never be me. I'm just not this sophisticated.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not. I'm so
maybe that's
fabulous.
Our problem because microphone. Look at Aya shouting inside the microphone.
Honestly.
Which white man would look at you now, look at you and think, how are you fitting to dinner with his friends? You'll be there shouting, where is this?
Honestly.
That's our problem.
Sometimes I do be thinking, I'm like, damn, it's this fucking mic, innit? Because do you know what? I had an interview in London and the guy was telling me, I can't do podcast girls, you know? And I said, why?
There's a thing they call podcast girls.
He said, oh yeah, girls that do podcasts. Yeah, he's like, because I don't want to be a story time on your podcast. I don't want to be a story time on your podcast. And I always say this. I said, what makes you think you're good enough to have a story, to have a storyline on my show?
Mm.
But it's the ego of a man to think, oh my God, if I go, they're going to talk about me. I said, yeah, when you do rubbish, we'll speak about you. If you're doing good, we'll speak about you.
Exactly.
I'd love to come on my show.
I've shared so many stories of exes on my podcast. And I make no apologies. I even they even text me. I don't even answer them. Are you mad?
Oh God.
You gave me trauma. And you say I should not talk about the trauma.
I should
not
talk about it.
Oh, said, Daryl. I used to be.
We got to talk. I'd love for the day for
at
us.
Least thank God we don't call their names.
Do you know what? Yeah, have I don't be calling people's names.
Yeah,
I
just talk
names.
About the situation.
Yeah, if you know, you know, innit? If you feel like it's you, then sorry. Change.
Do you understand?
Change.
No, but then, to be very honest with you, I just don't know what the future of dating is going to look like in this generation. It's just getting worse and worse and worse and
I
worse
agree.
And worse. It's like, I watched a video where Madam Joyce was saying, this is not the season where you circle back to an ex. And I said,
standing on business.
Let me tell you something, sis. Some people circle back and it worked for. Look at Ashanti and Nelly, J-Lo and Ben Affleck. We heard recently that somebody just got Rolls Royce Kulian.
I saw the Rolls Royce.
Sometimes, maybe.
maybe. Honestly, if my man had the capability of buying a Rolls Royce, I don't need to spin back because I'd still be there. I'm not going anywhere. Why would I? There's no spinning back, babe. I'm staying there, babe. I would have left in the first place. Honestly, I'll tell you something. That one of my... I don't know. Since I said this thing, people have been trying me, you know. Since I said I'm standing on business, the enemy has been sending my exes to come and to test me.
It starts with that big head. Hey, what's up?
Someone's like, I'll miss you, princess. I said, excuse me? I said, I've not spoken to you in 4 years. Who's your princess? Then, funny enough, one of my exes is here, a guy I used to date.
Is he in Nigeria?
Yeah, he's in Nigeria now.
Have you seen him since I saw him
at an event. And he actually said to me, he was like, Joyce, you've been looking really good, you know, like, you know, maybe we can just spin there. He said, maybe we could just spin around the block. And to be honest, I can't lie, this boy is sexy, innit? So I'm looking into his eye and I'm thinking, maybe, like, you know,
Would you really do that?
Then the spirit of God said, Joyce, and we are standing on business. Business. I had to wake up.
You know the thing for me is, I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not the sort of I can't like you know people. I don't front. I've taken back a couple of exes. I'm not the girl. I wish I was the girl that would be like, once it's over, it's over. I admire those girls.
Yes, same.
I had a friend in uni that was exactly how her life was. The day she says she's not fucking with this guy,
it's done.
If he likes, bring Jesus, Mary. Let me say, if Jesus aligns all the angels in heaven, the moment she says, I am done.
Yeah.
She's a woman of her word.
Mm-hmm.
Other aspects to my, but you see, when it comes to relationship, it's like this man had shown her some shaking.
Yeah.
And I used to always say to her that, how? You know, do you feel like sometimes you might miss out, because people make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you might miss out on a situation that maybe should not have really ended in the bean, but because of this, your, I'm not going back to an ex. But she will look at me and be like, listen, babe, you need the temporary, or is it temporary? Is that English called it? Temporary loneliness of mm-hmm. not having them in your life outweighs the sadness that this person brings.
Yeah.
And you just got to ride out that temporal.
I love that. Do you know what? I wish, honestly.
I wish I was that girl.
I wish
I'd be seeing the good in people.
Me too.
The moment you're like, oh, sorry, I'll be like, oh, yeah. Maybe me too. They've always said I'm not patient enough. Maybe me too. My head is not correct. I should be. But every single time that I've given an ex, they always show me that bite was preamble. What they do next? You'll be like, she actually, I've just taken the temporal.
No,
this
seriously.
Girl was talking about, and just a couple of months, we're good, right? And then I move on. But I've always admired women who would be like, it's done, it's done. I don't know how to be that girl.
Agreed. And I feel like for me, I've realized that I have an anxious attachment style. So it's an attachment style where it's like, once someone comes into my life, I have a fear of one of them leaving. So I constantly, I'm trying to keep people to stay.
Mm.
So when people do me dirty, I tend to overlook
the dirt
and be like, oh, but this person is here. So like, I really like them. I really invested feelings into them.
Mm.
Maybe it's me. Mm. But I'm really learning in this season that some people are shit. And
yeah,
they really need to go. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
But I honestly, like your friend, wish that I had that heart to just,
I'm trying to learn.
I
feel like I try to block people. I block them for a couple of days. This is how I deal with things.
Okay.
Once it's a wrap in my brain, I block the person not because I feel I'll reach out to them. No, but I block them because I think it helps me. There's something about just knowing it's a closed chapter for me.
Yeah.
So when I block you, sometimes it's not like I'm mad at you. It just means that I just need to deal with the fact that it's a closed chapter. Once a couple of days passes and the person just becomes another contact on my list.
Mm-hmm.
I find that as I grow older, I get over things quicker.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. These days, no matter what shege man shows me, after a night out, some tequila in the system,
mm-hmm.
phone calls with my girlfriend, I'm good.
Because it's too much shege. I feel like after a certain amount of heartbreak, you know your heart is a muscle. The more they beat it, the stronger it gets. The more they stretch it, the stronger it gets. So I feel like every time I've had a heartbreak, which I have a heartbreak often, I come back stronger. I come back better.
Are you one of those motivational speakers? Do you become a motivational speaker?
You know, I can't wait for my motivational speaker rebrand, you know, honestly. After I finish all this shouting, I've got, yes, and Jesus said that. I can't wait. I'm doing it. I'm having a rebrand. Not to the next like 10 years. You can't be doing this forever. I can't be shouting and saying bum bum and breasts, whatever.
So there'll be a Madame Joyce on the stage somewhere.
Yeah, on the
saying,
stage.
Come to Jesus.
Come to Jesus. Guys, you need to work on yourself internally. I can't wait. Honestly, it's loaded. It's loaded.
Yeah, but what I was asking is, you know how there's stages of heartache mm-hmm. where the first stage is disbelief? You can't even believe that this happened to you. Flesh and blood did not reveal it.
Yeah.
That's why you're saying it out. But it be, ah!
You can't even say it.
Is it me that went through this shaking? Then there's a brief angry phase where I think when you, the disbelief wears off, for me, it leads to anger.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, fuck this motherfucker. Do you understand?
Is he dumb?
Then there's like a grave sadness.
Yeah.
Then there's a trying to pick myself up. That's my motivational era where, you know, and as I say, this fucking internet starts to now show you all those fucking things that people are posting.
Sprinkle, lady.
Or not even sprinkle, you'll now be seeing it wasn't meant when one door closes and all that chapter.
You're like, that God is talking to me. This is a sign. This is a sign. And then you have your Hoochie Mama era.
I love the Hoochie Mama era.
I love the Hoochie Mama era.
I can't even lie.
after a heartbreak where you're like, do you know what? Yeah, fuck him. I'm done crying. I'm done hurting. Let me wear my sexy dress, go to the club and let all the bottle poppers come and spoil me.
The difference between me and in that Uchi face, I think my Uchi face has been from the beginning though. No matter how I'm heartbroken, no matter how I'm heartbroken, I will still wear my lipstick.
Yes.
I will still wear my makeup.
Yes.
Let me tell you what. The people inside my house are the ones that will know what I'm going through. You see that streets? They can. I would never let a bitch see me sweat.
Period.
Never.
Period.
We walk through fire like we were made of the fire.
Oh God.
Oh God. I will see the guy out in club serving me. My, I don't know you face is so strong. You would not believe that was the girl 2 days or 3 days ago you was are, really out there saying me. As in everybody else would think she never. Oh, this girl
she
is
didn't
made
give
of
a fuck. Yeah.
But my family members probably picked they. Those that in my inner circle know how it's like. Are you alive?
Are you good?
You know what I mean? So that I think I've been able to wear that poker face for so long. I think also it comes with the business.
Yeah.
Because you can't fall apart after everything.
No. Now snap you and say, look how they came to the club scattered.
And I think also the devil works twice as hard. It's almost like when you feel like every other part of your life is doing well, he just tries to strike with these sons of Adams. And then they try to take you back to where you say you don't want to be. So lately, I deal with the shit, but then mentally, I would never, my hoochie face, that's like, I would entertain toasters, I would talk, I might not be open feelings-wise, I might not be open to dating or whatever, but one thing about me, I'm always gonna have niggas. I always have guys.
Periods.
I don't know if it was nice for me to say this now because all the guys that are talking to me, my voice.
No, because that means they need to work harder. Because of course you have options. You're a sexy boss lady. Of course you have options. They shouldn't feel like the only one. And if you want to be the only one, you need to act like you are ready to be the only one. Period.
Doesn't it scare you how a man can even act like he's the only one? But there's five of you thinking this is the only one.
Yeah, but I feel like then again, we all have to play the game. I feel like another thing that I've learned is that I, as a woman, I'm so used to dating one at a time. I've got hyper-focus on one person. And I definitely, in this season, I'm trying to date multiply. I don't want to put too much energy. Do you know what? Yeah, it's harder than it looks. Because I realize sometimes you can't play like the boys.
Mm.
And because there's so many beautiful women, you go outside, you'll see so many beautiful women. But to find men who are of the same caliber, three of them, four of them, I decide you just able to find one. God is good, let alone having two or three.
Mm.
So that's what I'm finding hard.
Mm.
But again, different men have different purposes. One for food, one to laugh, one to party, one the bottle popper, one to drink, one to dinner, one for movie. Oh, this one likes golf. Take golf. So I feel like...
So you're so high-end. That's like, going golfing.
Yeah, do golfing. Yeah, we don't know golf.
I like that. You're looking in the right direction now.
Yes.
I mean, guys who golf have a lot of money.
Yeah, and we try to play like that. But
okay.
That's what I'm just keeping my horizons open. Yeah. But no more hyper-focusing on one man. Because it's
hard. What's your zodiac sign?
Libra.
Okay. Well, I'm a Scorpio and we're like that. As well.
I'm a Scorpio.
We're very like the thing is I can have like 10 guys chiming me up.
Uh-huh.
But the one I am focused on would know that I am focused on.
Yeah, you're on him. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I will have time to answer. There are niggas who have not opened their messages in days.
Yeah.
And you're still there. But once your message comes, 5 minutes I've responded. Like you know when a woman is giving
it's
me
on
that.
You, yeah.
But sometimes I feel like they also let it get into their heads. At that point, it's almost like when a guy notices that I'm the only one she's talking to, then you start. And this is the thing I don't understand with men as well. Like, you know, I watched Have you seen Waiting to Excel?
I haven't.
The movie. So I think it's over 20 years old, by the way. I'm not sure. And I remember during COVID, I had a girls' night out and we watched it. And we said, it's so funny how when this movie came out, this was like, 20 years ago. The issues in this movie is still what we're dealing with today. Nothing has changed.
No progression.
Do you understand? It's like, there were five women that had different stories and all their stories are so identical. One is in love with a man who is married and promising he's going to leave his wife. The other one was married to a gay guy who was in the closet. Then there was one whose husband left her for a white woman. Then there was another girl who was trying to just get this boyfriend to commit. Just a hustle and bustle of madness.
Hot mess.
But that's what's going on around the world till today.
Nothing has changed. The game is still the same.
I'm tired of playing,
but I'm also waking up a bit as well. I feel like I'm loving, you know, like you said, on the internet, there's so many women who are now speaking up. about these things and teaching women to not allow themselves to settle for less or to put themselves in these situations. And I feel like because the girlies are so emotional, we think we can play this game with emotion. But unfortunately, we can't because guys are playing this game like chess, logically. And that's why they are doing pua, pam, pam. That's why they are beating us round and round and round. Because we unfortunately follow our hearts. But I think one thing that I'm learning more is to really protect my heart and value myself and be very, very, not so whimsical on who I'm giving my time and emotion to, but really thinking, listen, this is my emotion. Listen, I would die for the person I love and I'm just not going to give that to anyone. So now I'm very like, are you going to waste my time?
Yeah.
Yes? No?
What's a deal breaker for you though?
Do you know what? Girl, I can tell you lists and then you'll find me with that person.
You're honest.
I can tell you, I don't like this. I've dated all types of boys. I've even dated a boy with cross eye.
What was he like when you're trying to...
I swear to God.
Do you think he was always looking above your head?
One eye was like this. Sorry to anyone that has cross eye. But what I was doing, I was looking in his good eye.
So thinking if you there's some goodness in it.
No, he had one eye that was good.
Oh, okay. So the other one was permanently...
The other eye did its own thing.
Okay.
So I would look into the good eye.
What am I trying to see? You're hilarious. Wait,
no, the point I'm trying to make is I can even date someone that's beyond the standard of beauty is what I'm saying.
Oh, no. I think I've passed that. I dated this guy that had H factor and I did not know. Do you know H factor is?
What's H factor?
You don't know what H factor is, Joyce. The fuck?
Like, really?
Like, H factor? Is it that we now have to exchange? H factor now.
Like, do you know what disease? That is?
It's not a disease, bitch. Sorry, Claudia, bitch. Because
girl. What's H factor?
H factor is they cannot pronounce H. So they say I instead of hi.
Oh.
They say hello instead of hello.
Oh,
they
right.
They say heg instead of egg.
They say that's heg.
What, yeah, that's what a H factor is.
I ham.
They said this guy, I ham. Listen, babe, dated this guy. I didn't realize he had H factor. I was in love. He even now even broke up with me with his H factor. Can you imagine?
That's so hell.
I ran into the guy 8 months after the heart had been solid again. And he said, I took care. I first thought, wait. I didn't hear well, right? No, he didn't just say it. I was, oh. So, what are you having? I was in a restaurant. I turned to my sister. I said, is it me? Did it just develop it overnight? They said, we used to laugh at you. Your love is blind. We all thought, are you mad? Yes. You're crying over a guy that says egg, not egg.
Sis, this is so get your shit.
I swear, it was after I was over the relationship that I realized that he had H factor. Love be making you do some stupid shit.
So wait,
shit.
When you were in bed, he's like, oh, baby.
I thought it was Spanish.
Oh, baby.
I thought he sounded foreign. I actually thought had a thing. I thought it was sexy. Love, I thought it was. I really thought it was sexy. I swear. Hey, papito. I genuinely... thought that I liked the way he spoke. I just thought...
Sorry.
It was after the breakup, after my... You're
laughing. Sorry.
I had to share that because your cross-eyed story is not that bad. Do you see what I mean?
This one is bad.
Do you know we have ugly laughs?
No, we do. Honestly.
My laughter is really bad.
My laugh is so loud and I hate it. But apparently, my friend was trying to teach me how to do a sexy laugh the other day, and I've just accepted that this is.
I accepted
this is
a long time ago too. I'm the most embarrassed. Like even with guys, like I, my laugh is so bad, which is another reason why I don't think I can date a white man, because you take me to your end of year meetings and all those things, and I'm the girl that's just like,
oh God.
You know, I don't know how those girls just do the whole free man
papa. The sexy. I need to learn it, honestly.
I just did it. I think it's forced.
It needs to be a bit more airy. Like,
well, that was good.
Yeah, see? It's a bit, it's like sexy. a bit longer.
I just sounded like I was moaning.
Yeah, you're, yeah. It needs to sound moany. It needs to sound a bit like naughty, like, oh, she's laughing, but I'm turned on. Mm. Yeah, that's it.
That sounds like I'm abusing cats.
It needs to be, but it's better than what we've got, mate. No. You can't say it anyway. Honestly, sometimes I'll be in restaurants and people turn around because I laugh so loud. It's actually so hellish. But do you know what? Yeah, take it or leave it. Mm-hmm. Some guys find it sexy though.
I mean,
it boosts this ego. It's like, raw, I'm actually funny. Like,
but I mean, we are who we are. So period. For me, it's not even like I'm trying to make you like it. I'm TM. If you don't like it, fuck off.
Period.
You know what I mean?
Like, the amount of times I've moved this mic in and out, I think I've dropped
it. I don't know if the mic is still working, but it has been crazy. I swear, now I can't get over the fact that my ex is going to watch this. I know I'm talking about this.
Oh my God.
A H factor. But that Bible, that happened to me. Like, it was when I got over it. So he thinks that love makes us...
Yeah, love makes us blind.
What's the craziest thing you've done for love?
Oh, God, what is the craziest thing?
So what's the craziest thing you've done for love?
Honestly, it's so interesting because...
Like, you have to be honest. The craziest thing you've done?
I don't think... That's the thing. I don't actually feel like I've been in relationships long enough to do the stuff that I want to do for a man. Like, I think I'm in a position where... I would love to spoil someone that spoils me. Mm. Like, I can see myself being the type of girl to be in competition with my boo, to be like, who can outspoil each other? Like, mm. I am. I'm a lover girl. Mm. But for some reasons, my stuff never lasts longer than six months.
So all your relationships are like 6 months?
I even lied. 3 months. 3-4 months.
But, do you know there was a time where talking stage used to be much longer than it is now?
Yeah.
There was a time when guys would... I think it might be the internet age that just ruined things mm-hmm. as well. Because there was a time when you can say, oh, we've been talking to each other for 4 months before anything even sort of happens. Mm-hmm. Now, it's like you meet somebody and in a week, you can... Do you know how many people that you talk to for 2 weeks and you don't even talk to them anymore?
Yeah.
It's wild, isn't
people don't want to waste time no more. We don't want our time wasted and our emotions wasted.
Well, I think that might also be the problem. I think because everybody's just trying to, you know... First to start with, I always say this on the spot. I really believe that the reason why dating has gotten so crazy is because we now value things and use people when it should be the other way around. We should actually value people and use things, mm-hmm. right? Because things are meant to be used and people mm-hmm. are meant to be valued. But people are so quick in this generation to fumble people. It's not just the bad people are fumbling. They're fumbling good people.
Yeah, agreed.
They're fumbling relationships that, you know, or connections that can do more than even money
agreed.
Can do. And it's this fast-grabbing generation where we just want things now. I don't necessarily blame them because some people, they're coming from a place of trauma. Some people are coming from a place of, you know, as you said, let's just not waste each other's time. I don't mm-hmm. have time to waste. But I also feel like this the other sides of that is we now have talking stages that just last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Where in 2 weeks, the guy is Romeo and you are literally Juliet. When you read the things you're saying to yourselves in 2 weeks mm-hmm. and by the third week, it's like either blocked or we're strangers.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. There definitely is a lack of patience. I feel like there's some people who's like, listen, after the first mess up or the first confusion, I'm ready to exit. But what you were saying in terms of...
The craziest thing you've ever done in the name of love.
The craziest thing. Like I said, I actually cannot think of something that I've done mad. I'm not...
It doesn't necessarily have to be something you've done with the person, but like, say for instance, have you ever stalked someone?
Oh yeah, oh my God, I'm so obsessive. You know, I'm a stalker though. If I like you, sorry, I'm finding you. I'm finding you on Facebook. I'm finding your mum. I'm finding your sister.
Really?
Honestly, you'll be talking to your mum. You'll be talking about your mum like, yeah, my mum is called Sandra. I'm like, I know.
Oh,
I've seen her Facebook. Yeah. I'm like, oh, Sandra, yeah, she's... She's cute.
Will you tell the guy though?
No, never. Course, yeah. I do my pre-search. Yeah. I do my pre-search. The minute I have your full name, it's game. It's over. It's done.
Have you ever dated someone who had a girl?
No, I've never. Oh my God. I dated someone that I found out was married, but I didn't know.
This mate of mine came to the house. She'd been dating this guy for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Like they were like the ideal. Facebook was what it was then, the Facebook era. There was no Instagram then. So it was always Facebook posts, you know, dinner. I used to say, God, when? You don't want to do that. You're just like,
yeah.
Why can't I find somebody? The way this mm-hmm. girl has this, you know, guy that loves her. And she came to my house and now she was walking in. The gate man gave her the envelopes because she was a friend to bring into the house. And one of the envelopes was a wedding invitation. So we're sat on the table and the wedding invitation is there and we're all still gisting. Mm-hmm. And you know, back then, the wedding invitations used to be so, they'll use their initials on the stamp
thing.
So it'll be maybe like T and N or something.
Yeah.
So she was even playing with the T and N. And I was like, don't open that thing. It's for my parents. So before they come, she goes, it's a wedding invitation, one of this stamp. I don't know how we opened this. Homegirl opened her boyfriend's in my house. I'm not lying. Her boyfriend's wedding invitation.
Hey, as in he's getting married to another woman.
And they sent the invitation to my parents. So that's how she saw. And even when we're looking at it, she read his name was Tunde. She read Tunde something. It was the last name that gave it to us. Because when you say Tunde, you know, they would put their first name and their middle name.
Yeah.
Tunde, Mayowa,
full government.
Full government. And we're still like,
who is that?
Who is that? Actually, wait, Tunde, this is Tunde's second name. Are you mad? Are you joking? When she asked the guy, burst into tears. His family is the one forcing him.
Man.
How he doesn't love the babe he's getting married to is a family thing.
You see, no. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? Yeah,
can I leave this?
Married men. Married men do single boy better than the single boys.
Hey!
Married men are doing single boy better than the single boys.
Single boys have no chance.
Huh? When the married man is. And let me just say, I love the married men that look after their women and are not cheaters. But mm-hmm. the ones that hide their kids, hide their wives. The riz is different. I remember I went to the club one time. I was in the club. And one guy, sexy guy like this, he was talking to me. He's like, yeah, you look so good. What's your name? Bicep. I was so lost in his eyes. I was like, yeah, you know my name. You know when you put your sexy girl voice? Yeah, my name is Joyce. What's your name? Like, you put the sexy girl voice mm-hmm. on. I'm just looking at him. As I'm looking down, I'm seeing
ring.
I said, is that a ready ring? He said, no, it's just for fashion. It's just for fashion. He said, it's just for fashion. And the black woman in me, I said, don't lie. The sexy voice left. I said, don't lie. He said, okay, I'm married. I said, yay. You just met me in the club. You renounced your vows.
Wasn't it on TikTok last year that one woman found her husband went to chat a babe on the beach? Do you remember? It was TikTok where the girl and her friends came out and said they met this lovely girl, but she forgot to take the guy's number. And the guy had done all their photo shoots for them, and the guy was rubbing on her. And she's like, if you know this king, let me know. Married man. The wife was one that said, thank you very much. You know, that's another thing that
it's terrible. It's scary. Because obviously, as single girls, we're laughing about it. But there are women, wives, who are listening to this and be like, could never be me. But it's your man in the club. Yeah. It's your man on the beach rubbing people.
No, that's why I never vouch for a guy. Yeah. And I always say this to women. Why does he have to be your shame? Let me say something. You cannot shame me with a guy that is cheating on me. You can't.
Oof.
Why? Oof. It's not my shame. Have you looked at me? Most of the time, they even cheat with people that are not up to us. So why would you think I would carry his cross?
That will make me boy, feel more
let me
low.
Say, oh boy, he will carry that cross. me. You think that when I hear that, hello, my marriage was over. I was at work the next day. Are you joking? Do you know me? I cannot bear a man's shame for you. Now you go cheat. Now you go carry him. When they are dragging you, you face it. Hey, you think I'll be there saying I have to cry like that Jackson guy on the internet that puts his wife through the helmet of salvation? I can never sit down and do a video with a man after he has embarrassed me.
No.
You do it yourself.
No.
Of course. I would even be the one to drag you.
The headscarf and no makeup, no lashes.
Yeah.
Just tears. So you use your tears to moisturize your skin.
That's the thing. With black women for so long, we're used as shields. Like, why do you always feel shy or embarrassed when you hear he's cheating? Then you start acting funny with your friends. Then you start feeling like it's a you thing. Mm. Listen, it's not a you thing. He cheated because he has issues.
He has issues.
I will still wear my Loewe the next day.
Period.
I'll be the bad bitch on the streets. And let's still go to brunch and talk about the fact that my husband is cheating. On that table, I'm talking about where
it's sad.
I said, have you guys seen it? He disgraced himself again. We all laugh over mimosas and go home.
And go home.
You can't laugh at me because you know what your own husband is doing.
You dead wrong.
No,
it's true.
Women need to now separates it. Like,
yeah.
All the, and I think it's shame that makes a lot of women, you know, disappear when things like that happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're full of shame. There's this whole, oh, I thought my world was perfect. We all think our world is perfect.
Yeah.
And if somebody decides to step out on you, you are still a bad bitch.
Yeah, it's nothing, not, it has nothing to do with you. Agreed.
You Beyonce the situation.
Agreed. Someone said to me that was funny that, listen, there are men out there that sleep with corpses. I feel like the type of women that he cheats on you is not a reflection of your own beauty and your own standards. Because a lot of them is like, ah, the girl's not even fine. No, it's just one random girl that it's like, bruv, men will sleep with anything that has a vagina. Some
Look
of them classless.
Long.
Very classless.
No, you see Nia Long. See how gorgeous.
Which one?
Nia Long.
Yeah, Nia Long.
See
fabulous.
How
stunning.
Gorgeous she looks. Beyonce, oh Beyonce.
Beyonce, we've all, like, it's not, you're right, it's not a reflection, it's unfortunately. Not,
yeah, I wish a lot more women would just, I think that once we take out that stigma and reject the stigma being ours.
Yeah.
Because if I cheat, it's okay for the man to do the same to me. Oh, let me be the one that's crying ho, ho, ho around the city. It is me that cheated.
Yeah.
I will wear my crown.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ayelo Shele. I don't know if you think about life.
Life happened.
You can say, I feel like I've gotten to a place in my life where you can't shame the shameless. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
if you're dead to shame, there's little. Okay, if I cheat tomorrow and you want to leave, I respect you. If you want to stay with me, don't feel you'll be using it to judge me every day because me, I've won the crown of a cheater. I cheated. Okay, but I still love you.
So you're happy to be, let's just say your man cheated you. You chop it and move on.
No, are you asking if cheating is a deal breaker for me?
Is cheating a deal breaker for you?
If I'm going to be very honest, no. It used to be.
Okay.
When I was younger, I would never have been able to say this. I'll be the first to be like, if he cheats, I'm putting him out in the streets. He's got to go. Let me tell you what changed.
Go on.
As I grew older, I realized that men cheat. Women cheat. It's even easier for a woman to cheat. It's self-restraint that stops us. So the reason why I'm not quick to put you out is because I can be the one to cheat on you. So I'm saying it out now. So if I cheat, remember that I wasn't the one that said I'll put him out. Forgive me as I'm forgiving you. Let's forgive each other. It's just a little bump in the road. It's the truth. Have you not seen when men will be complaining about their children and they will say, go to prayer room, pray for her, fast for her. I agree, pray for me. Hey, life happened. Do you understand? As I grow older, I realize that it's hard to be with one person. It is.
Do you know what? I hear it.
It is.
Yeah.
The way men say, do you want me to only eat jollof rice for the rest of my life? Bro, I understand. Me too. Do you want me to only wake up beside Shrek for the rest of my life? I get it.
So would you be happy to have like an open?
No. And that's where it's fucked up. I don't want an open marriage. I want a one man woman thing. So I think what we do is I think I would like to be friends with the person I'm with to the point where I can be open enough to let them know that damn.
Mistake, Moshe.
No, not even that. I can be open. I think what happens with most relationships is we don't encourage environments where people can totally be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Both parties. You know, we're quick to say, I'm not going to judge, but yet use what your partner says to you against them. Cheating is not something that just happens.
Yeah.
People, let's stop making it seem like he made a mistake. You thought about it. When you started chatting with that person, you thought about it. It became the stolen cookie jar. When you were carrying on your love nest, you thought about it. Before you got to the part where you finally had sex, it's already been cheating because you're having, you know, inordinate or inappropriate conversations, yeah, or whatever with the person. If I'm in love with someone to the point that I can tell you that I fancy this person and there's trouble in paradise, I feel like it's now, if a man can tell me that, man, I met this hot babe, she works in my office or whatever, and he's honest about it, we can talk about the process to the point that you don't need to cheat anymore. Does that make sense?
It makes
Maybe
sense.
Maybe it doesn't. I just feel like I would like to be able to tell my guy that, look, that guy is a threat. And
honestly, you just want to, you know what? I don't know if I'd ever be in a place where I could be that open with
my partner. That's where we all need to get to. If people didn't feel like cheating was a bad thing, they wouldn't do it. It's like stealing. Look at the story of the Bible where they said to the lady, don't eat the apple. She ate it because she was curious. If, remember when we were young and our parents said, don't go out. We'll do those things they said we should not do because we felt like they were trying to restrict us from something. But if you were with someone who, I'm not saying they are allowing cheating, but this is your homie. You find a girl that you know that you're about to lose it for. And the first person you tell is your wife. You say, babe, come to the office right now. Listen, don't leave it though because listen, I need to. Let's go on holiday. Mm-hmm. Let's rekindle our love. Let's do. It might help. Then when the person feels like they can't even tell you, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then they start to act on it. So, yeah. So me saying cheating is not a deal breaker for me. I've been married. I've been divorced. Cheating was not what made me. I mean, kind of was, but it wasn't what I would say broke down the marriage fundamentally. Yeah. We had our own issues. And I've come to a place in my life where I can be honest enough to tell you that if you hear a relationship or a marriage, most especially, is broken, sometimes a broken glass can cause divorce in a marriage because it's pent-up agitation, pent-up conversations that have not been had, you know, resentments, those things that are greater than a man tossing with a woman for 5 minutes. Mm. Yes, is it betrayal? Yes, on both passes. Do you know? I mean, I'm saying it now so that if you hear I cheated tomorrow, before you throw the stone, I've told you people. Why do we think it's only men who are...
No, definitely. The ladies are cheating, but we're not so sloppy with it. That's the problem. We're very clean and collected and classy with our cheaters. So you'll never hear it. But yeah, the girls are on the streets. I know that because I speak to ladies and I know that's what they're on. And a lot of guys are probably listening thinking, ah, not mine. Hey, okay, don't worry. You know men take cheating differently though.
And that's why I don't understand the why.
They take it to heart. They're like, because from the conversations that I do have with guys is like, with women, it's not cheating, it's an affair. I feel like they feel like because sex to them is very physical, so they can boom, boom, boom and just forget about that person.
We can do it too.
I can't. No, I'm a lover girl. I had this conversation on another show and I was like, I can't do one night stands. I can't do...
You've never had a one night
I've
stand?
I've had one night stand and I hated it because I need to love you. I need to like you. I need to be emotionally intact. I need us to intertwine. You know,
so you like your vagina and your heart is connected.
So connected. Yeah. Oh my God. So connected. I feel like every person that I've been emotionally connected with is the people that I experience sexually. I've done one night stand because I just wanted to try it to see what the hype was about.
What was it like the next morning? Was it awkward?
Did he even stay the next morning?
You kicked him out.
Honestly, it was a boom boom. Where was I? It was I was on holiday.
I'm
counting it. It's my one.
No. The one night stand counts, but I mean that the holiday is not really like a process because sometimes it's part of the holiday adventure to find this house to
It's just a thing. It's like, yeah, it's part of the holiday adventure.
Sometimes people don't even swap numbers after. It's just one of those.
It was like boom, 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 and then go. And I thought, this I feel so empty. I just, like, well, where's the cuddles?
Oh, you
want to
cuddle?
Yeah, like I love the whole process. Cuddle me. Tell me about how shit life has been for you and stuff. Like, tell me your...
So you like those deep talks. I love intimacy too.
I love intimacy. Like, yeah. I'm trying to be in your skin.
I think the sex for me is 5%.
Yeah.
What is really the crux of the entire experience, there's nothing like... We've just had sex. We're laying in bed and we're just gisting. There's absolutely nothing. And you must like the person for
Sally from HR is being a bitch. Tell me about her. What she do today, baby? What she do? She pissed you off again. What she send you in the email? Let me know.
And that's, it's choking your hair.
Yeah.
And it's telling me your bills.
Choking my week. Oh my God. Do you know what? Yeah. Can I... Do you know what? Yeah, don't you just love in movies that stroking hair thing looks so sexy, but in real life, yeah,
it's not as sexy.
It's not as sexy.
Our wig. Then sometimes your hand will not get stuck in the wig, and I'm like, this.
You know when your K rolls are old and they stroke the back
and they can feel.
They can just feel the nap, the texture. The texture is different. It's not Brazilian anymore.
It's spongy.
This is soccer. Yeah. this is real care.
You know the worst, or when the guy is taking a shower and he has to start pulling out hair from his butt crack and everything, and he's literally like, "You women are."
I ain't never seen that before.
I have.
Then you on your own on that one, girl.
Because we shower. I mean, you don't shower. We take showers together.
Do you know what? Maybe I'm not as freaky as this today.
It's not freaky. It's just a bloody shower.
Do you know what the thought?
And
of
then
that,
imagine you going in the shower. Is more fun when you have sex in there as well.
In the shower.
Do you know what?
Shower sex is not... I'm too thick for it. It's not common. Don't let the movies trick you, man. Shower sex is not fun.
No, Joyce. I'm good. And I'm not coming for you, but I will say this.
No.
Maybe the niggas need to get bigger apartments and bigger bathrooms because I'm sorry. If the shower is huge, what's the...
Okay.
No.
Where?
No, okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay.
wasn't supposed to come out like that. But I just thought, because she said, no, because I'm used to like you shower.
No. Wheel it the fuck back.
Okay. I mean, you get what I'm trying to say. Because I will genuinely.
She said your bathrooms is not my bathrooms, honey.
I like that experience. So while he's looking for, like, that's one of the things that I enjoy. Like, I like a big ass shower where there's enough space. We can take a nap there because it's that big.
It's that big.
Yeah.
Heated flooring.
God.
Hurts. Do you know what it is for me? It's like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, shower sex, fun. But it's like, first of all, my hair. What are we going to do about that? Because
you must be that comfortable with the guy.
No, because, excuse me, you know when the weave is wet, it starts to smell. So are we really going to have smelly weave? Now the weave is smelling like burnt hair straighteners because
you
wet it.
Wait, if I tell you this, you laugh at me now.
Go on.
If I'm going to shower with the guy, I put my hair in it.
In a shower cap.
No, in a ugly ass bun.
Oh, how sexy. It's oh my God, that's sexy. And of course it's not sexy.
For me to be uncomfortable with you at that point.
Bonnet? So no hair pulling. Just to say at the back looking at your bonnet that's smelling like steam.
Obviously, my bonnet looks nice from behind.
Your bonnet that
okay, you go your own back now. You now go your own back. Calm down. I will pick my smelly bonnet over a tiny ass shower room that has no space. Now to say excuse me before I get the soap behind you. Or excuse me before we turn. Goodbye. My bonnet doesn't smell of food, okay? It smells of nice hairspray.
I need to experience this shower. But this shower room.
There's another level of intimacy that I think every woman should enjoy.
Agreed.
I think there's nothing as beautiful as, you know. Yeah, I know. I wish we had the hair that cascades. You know, if I have braids, maybe I wouldn't do that. But to me, I beg. See, sometimes I even have to take off the wig because I don't want you to now be pulling that my wig falls off or something.
Yeah, agreed.
So let me just take it off while we're still.
But you know what? The black boys get it, you know, and they get it. They
some
know.
Of them even actually want us without the wigs.
They get it, yeah. They, I feel like a guy who predominantly dates black women will understand the hair pulling is not for us. Like, we can do it, but we watch the wig. They'll watch it for you. And you know, the black boys will watch the wig for you.
The worst price for the wigs, we have now shifted.
But I think that's sexy, though. They get it. It's like you started with a center part, now it's a side part, girl. Like, yeah.
Choice is killing me, guys.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
Well, you see, another reason why I can't date a white guy, because you have to explain why your hair moved from one side to the other. How do you tell the Oyinbo boy that he's standing and the guy thinking it's everything
it's
all
everything
right?
All right.
And I'm like, oh, give me a second. Let me just adjust my wig.
When the wig is pushing back now, you've now.
That pushing back, I have a huge forehead. I hate that pushing back. I can't stand that pushing back. Like, listen, don't touch my wig. Don't fucking do that. Do you understand? If we're not like that, don't do that. If it's just say pa pa pa,
yeah.
I beg, just let me be looking pretty. Oh, you wear those bands.
Oh yeah, the bands are a lifesaver. The bands are a lifesaver. But yeah, black boys definitely get it.
You know, even going on holiday, that scares me the most about. Like, I admire women who can like go on holiday with their natural hair, who can come out of the pool, and because my natural hair is messy.
Yeah.
Which is why there was a conversation that was had recently about, you know, natural hair and wigs. And
yeah.
I feel like maybe the person wasn't coherent or did not explain. Because for me, I love my natural hair. But let me be honest with you, it's not cute. It's very scanty. If we should be sitting like this while we're in the Bahamas chilling, it's not like what you see in the movies that comes out when I'm coming out of the river. And I admire women who, you know, have full, thick, well-kept natural hair.
Yeah.
You know those ones that when it touches water, it curls up?
Yeah.
I live for having that sort of hair where they can just put a band and the curl is cute. The reason why I don't do all those things on holiday, my lashes, my wig, I'm a black, I don't do all those, we're going adventure, snorkeling. I will never make it sexy, even if you're wearing the most amazing bikini. It's just, except I go on with braids.
Yeah.
But I don't know about going on holiday with braids. People do it, Shia. I don't know if it's, if your braids get wet, how do you keep it clean?
Honestly, I think obviously we're in an age now where human hair is coming into braids, which I absolutely love.
Mm.
But what I will say in terms of like natural hair generally, I hear what you're saying, but I feel like we have to look at where it stems from.
Yeah.
I feel like growing up, we wasn't educated about our hair other than how to make it more European.
Because even the straightening,
the relaxing, the pressing.
All of that.
So I think a lot of times, I know, if you were to actually take the time to learn what works for your hair,
It might work.
It will grow.
Girl, I have. No, my hair is very long.
Oh, it's long.
It's just really scanty.
Oh, okay. It's thin.
So it's better when it's not permed.
Okay.
Because it's full.
It's fuller, yeah.
But then it's hard to maintain. To comb it, it's hard. It's not cute. When I, you know, it's crazy. I have to always braid it. Even though, mm-hmm. you know, your hands through it because there's undergrowth.
Yeah.
But when I perm it, I can't, I look like I have a low cut from far. Y'all have seen, like, you people ask, did you cut your hair? Because once it's so small when you put it together.
Yeah.
And I think it's just my genes. Like, that's just, I think in my family runs there. We don't have thick
hair, yeah.
hair. I admire those people where, you know, their hair is like really thick. And, you know, when they wash it, it curls up. If you wash my natural hair, it just becomes one. Like, you, and I've grown to love it. It's just I don't wear it as much because, girl, like, once I perm it, 2-3 weeks is my fly day. I put a wig line. You know those what do they call them? Those ones you put the lines?
Tracks, yeah.
I just put some tracks to give it some volume. And I love it. But by the time it starts getting like tired, then you can see the undergrowth.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I want to even cut my hair.
I did finger waves. I had a finger wave moment and I was obsessed
really?
With it.
Did you like it?
I loved my finger wave moment, but I just kind of missed. Sometimes I'd like do this and it's like, there's no hair, girl. You bald.
Yeah, but thank God now the wigs have helped us now. So when you're bored of your short hair,
yeah, you come back. Yeah. Somebody asked me, oh, what happened to your short hair? I said, there's still hairs underneath.
So your hair is short?
Yeah. My hair is short now.
I actually fancy people that do so many things with their hair.
Yeah, I love it.
I love the people that dye their hair. I'm afraid to dye my hair.
Dye a wig. Your real hair?
Yeah, my real. I don't think my, because it's so, I told you, it's very, it's not, it's soft. It might not take the dye and it might start cutting and part of it will be bald. I know, at some point the wigs can save, but you don't want to be at home with your man with heavy layers of wigs all the time.
Yeah, you do, honestly.
You want to have hair that is pretty enough to show. I let my cornrows out when it's neat. But when it's getting
the bonnet comes back on.
Yeah.
I think I definitely struggle with that, being with partners and being afraid to show my real hair. That's definitely something that I did. But again, it was a ton of work. And I think there was a guy that I dated for quite a while. And I remember that he was taking out my hair.
You guys were that close?
Yeah,
so
he was
cute.
Taking out my hair. And my hair at that time was one of my biggest insecurities. I remember him taking out my hair and I remember he was like, oh, your hair's so thick, you know, but my hair was at this time, it was crazy, it was short. And I just remember when I was taking my hair, I started crying because it was just such a vulnerable, me with in front of a guy with no hair was such a vulnerable moment for me.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how vulnerable that was for me. Like, this is me in my state.
You're literally naked.
I am literally naked. And somebody's willing to accept me in that way.
Aww.
And it was a beautiful moment for me that, to be honest, I didn't know I was crying, but I was like, wow, there are guys out there that will be happy to see you in your, if you like, let the middle be bald, let the neck in those states.
I mean,
do you know sometimes the middle is cut and then the top front is longer and then the back is short. Mm. If you know, girls, my hair doesn't grow equal. The middle is always short and then
Let me tell you why the middle is always short, because you do a lot of ponytails, do you?
Yeah, I do. I'm a
ponytail.
That's
why. So you see where they pack?
Yeah, where they pack.
That part, where they pack. The hair cuts.
Yeah, my hair cuts, yeah. So in that aspect, someone is willing to love you. So I feel like,
this was such a beautiful conversation.
Are we wrapping up?
No. I was literally about to share. You know what? When you said that,
yeah, go on.
What crossed my mind was the very first time I told my ex-husband, because I didn't know he knew it was wigs or my hair.
Okay.
And now I'm daft. I'm sure he knew it was my hair.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember there was a whole sit down in the living room. I'm going to go in there. When I come out, my hair is not going to look like this.
Mm-hmm.
And they burn you. I don't even want to see a reaction. I bullied the nigga into accepting this. And then when I came out, we never talked about it. But I know that he used to always be like, you know, he never really liked colored hair. So I think he was one of those guys that you say would like the natural feel.
Yeah.
And I'm just not a natural, like, I'm just not that babe. Me, I like my nails manicured.
Same.
I just like to always look kept. You get not for anybody, for me. Mm-hmm. I really like it. But yeah, I'm loving the fact that more people are embracing like the natural hair journey.
Agreed.
I watch natural hair videos that are healthy. Like, you know, when people show you this is my hair without, when they're taking it out and how they stretch it.
Yeah.
I'm like, how can I get my kids? They must have hair.
Mm-hmm.
God, please, on this podcast, if there's something I'm going to beg you, please, Lord, I'm begging in advance. Ha! Don't let my children have chop chop.
Seriously. Don't let them have my hair.
Because I don't even know if I want them to be wearing wigs.
Have you been seeing even the young babies having full front lace and stuff?
That thing pisses me off to the
so much. What
it
is
ages
that about?
Them. Like, let kids be kids.
Honestly, let kids be kids, and don't teach kids early that their hair is not good enough. Because that's what happened to us.
We've
been taught, your raw hair is not good enough. Pack it, extension it, lengthen it, cut it straight. Like, nah, it's unacceptable.
And sometimes even it was because most of our parents were also busy and didn't have time. It's in this generation that you really see people making those videos of daddies doing their daughter's hair.
I love
and
it.
And mothers doing... Back then, we had someone that would come down the road that would put our head between her leg and we'll be smelling
you
know,
her
crazy
vagina, bro.
The trauma. I remember the trauma from... This Hausa lady that would come, she was from the northern part of Nigeria and we lived in Abuja then, and we'd be on the balcony and, you know, she would just put her head in between her thighs, sweaty, smelling, and then she's braiding. I hated it.
Yeah, honestly.
So I don't even want my kids to be exposed to wigs. God, please, you must give them good hair.
Good hair.
Because I really want to see, like, you know, hairstyles that...
For baby girls and baby boys, definitely. But oh my God, you just actually unlocked a trauma response, a traumatic, because the head in between the auntie's thighs and the vagina was smelling.
I think she probably even used to burn. I don't know if it's, you know.
Jesus.
It was just
Christ wrong.
I can smell it.
The things that parents did to us that they did not even know.
And you know, you won't be able to say. I remember trying to tell my mom then that I just don't enjoy this process.
But you
have to be brought up respectfully. So how do you tell that the woman who is clearly older than you that her bum bum is smelling? You can't say it.
And I think because you're young, because I didn't know what the smell was. I knew that every time she would do this,
this
something was smelling. Because I was young, innit? But as I'm old, I'm like, bruv, that was your vagina and that's hell.
Yours, they would even just open, it's when they open the leg.
Yeah,
the woman would open her leg and put her head in the middle. And then she's now matting like this.
Your face is in her. It's in the crotch. And she's now...
What she got up to last night,
everything
is there.
Bro, the wee-wee that she did this morning is there. Like, it was just... Plus, you're not braiding, so you could be sitting there for 8 hours.
Another trauma experience. My first trip to the dentist here in Nigeria as a kid. I think the dentist must have just used the bathroom and didn't wash his hands properly. I remember him putting... I know your nose and your mouth is connected. Yeah. Like, no. I remember him putting his hand in my mouth and I was smelling like...
Oh, no!
I've suffered. This is literally like trauma for me right now that I'm just relieving.
Don't they have to wear gloves? Were they not wearing gloves at the time?
The smell came through it.
Oh no! That's hell.
So did you just work? I don't know what you did with your hands.
That's hell.
Whoever the dentist was, but
that's
was like...
hell. That's
and
so
guess
hell.
What? My mom was sat in that room and I couldn't talk. The way we were brought up, I should have just been able to be like, no, your hand is
so you went through the whole process.
I went through the process.
With your hand in your mouth. I hate that for you, sister. I hate that for you a lot.
I need a hug.
That's hell.
That happened to me. But you see how you still remember certain traumatic...
I still
remember his coat. I remember looking at the doctor and thinking, you must be very dirty. And I was young. And I couldn't look up to him to tell him, your hands, did you wash your hands?
Did you wash your hands?
I just relieved that Trump.
So know what?
Every time I think about going to the dentist, it crosses wherever I am in the world. Even in LA, it crosses my mind. Anytime I see it, I just remember that. I just hope this woman or this man's hand doesn't smell.
Is it smelling?
Yeah. What happened to me?
There was a time I did go to the dentist and the tube that they used to suck out the air still smelled like saliva. Like somebody else's saliva. Yeah,
is that was poo-poo and saliva.
To be honest, I'd rather just saliva. I can't lie. Because poo-poo's, I just said stuff and I'm like, what the fuck?
I knew there wasn't any poo in his hands because he was wearing gloves.
He was wearing gloves.
So it's either this person's hygiene was just so
underneath
bad.
The nails or something.
I don't know if he had nails because all I could see was the gloves, the blue. It was blue. The gloves were blue. I remember his coat was white. He was wearing a blue shirt. I remember vividly because that trip was so traumatic that I kept staying at the lights that they would use to open, and that was what distracted me, because I just thought, I think you couldn't brush because I think I tied a tooth pulled. I don't know what I went to the dentist for, but for hours my mouth was swollen. But I remember that night I brushed my teeth like my life depended on it. I did, because I just felt like something was wrong. I now thought, is it what is applying to seal a hole? I didn't know if that was what it was that was smelling, but something was smelling
something
really wrong.
Something was smelling. Do you know what? I feel like smell is just a deal. It's a deal breaker for.
I know. No, dating the guy that has body. I can't even hack it. Don't worry.
No, please.
I can't
body
hack
odor
it.
Is just a big no
H
for me.
H factor, I think, is the least I've experienced in my life. And that was traumatic. You know,
that was
because
body
I didn't know
hell.
Till we broke up a body odor.
Body
but how will you
hell.
Tell your partner if you think they smell funny?
Do you know what? Yeah. I would just say it, like, babe. Or the thing is, I say things quite funny, innit? So, like, I think my toxic trait that's obviously positive, I could say something, but I say it in a way where you don't know whether I'm being serious or not. So it's like let's just say, like, I'm with a guy that smells, and it's like, you've been playing football. Let me just get...
Let me just shower, yeah.
Yeah, babe, just go shower. Or I will say it so deadpan that it has to be funny, like, girl, go bath.
I stopped seeing some guy once because he took down his boxers and he had skid marks on it. And I couldn't even go through with it. I just said, I think I had a meeting. I said, so that was the end. I never answered his phone call because I was just like, you look so good. You smell so good.
What
you're so successful
hell?
And you don't know how to wipe your ass. Really?
Skid marks in the... Well, the box is white. I would turn to sand.
It didn't happen.
I would have
turned
to sand.
Oh, in that moment,
sand.
Everything was dead. I'm sure he must have known.
No,
if you watch this, sorry, yeah, I shared it. That's what podcasters do. We talk about experiences.
Way.
So yeah.
Skin
that's
marks.
Why we didn't, that's why you never heard from me again. No, boy, I thought you were dirty. I just didn't understand because you have too much money, you have cleaners. How is he that?
Did he see the skid mark?
I don't think how this one is getting so excited, but I will see it. And I was just like, I think I was just like, babe, I'm just not feeling this. It's like, well, did I do anything wrong? I got messages of, oh, what went wrong? I was just like, nigga, just like
check your pants. Check your pants and you will see what's wrong, B. Do you know that's so...
Before I let you go, because I'm obsessed with Top Boy, you got to give me the Top Boy accent. Do you know how to do it?
Do you know what? Honestly, it's I can do it. I probably do it more often than I do. It's supposed to be... It's for
it's
the minute.
Right? Yeah.
It's for the ends, but... Obviously, girls are not supposed to do it, but I'm in my class again.
I saw this guy in a club... What's his name? Not Dushane, not Sully, Jamie.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and I was
here?
So... No, in the UK. I was so drunk. Everybody had to hold me back because it was my birthday. I was going to be like, what Dushane did to you? Let's go find the man. We need to fuck Sully up.
I
was
fuck
so
him
drunk
up, yeah?
I was going to be like, nigga, where are they? If I saw Sully in real life, we might have words.
So that's he just some words?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What do you want? Okay.
Like, I like the way man them. I like the way they talk. I think it turns me on, actually.
Do you know what? Hood boy London accent is just so sexy.
It's
like,
so sexy. I like when they say less.
Yeah, say less. Like, say
I like when they say bless. When they say brother.
Like brother.
Oh, like, say
brother. Then. It's like with the D after this. It's not the brother's brother. Like, obviously, man's just hearing it. Like, man's saying, like, what are you saying? What are you telling me? Like, what?
I think I might, if a guy chatted me off like that, I'd probably be smiling.
I'm
bro.
So used to it. I'm like, girl, bye.
Sometimes I don't even understand what they're saying. I remember, shout out to Jackie Inov, went to dinner in LA one time and this guy pulled up and he was like giving me, you know, these hood American accents, like the ones that all those that they're singing. You know the accent I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They are not talking. Like
Atlanta.
Can, this yeah. was in LA. This brother was probably... Like maybe Houston, he sounded like the Migos. Not the way they like. I can't hear half the things Offset is saying. I have to slow it and rewind it. I'll be like, okay, because
read the lyrics.
Yeah, no, even when he's talking in interviews, I can't really understand Offset because he just mumble jumbles.
Yeah.
And just they sing what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy had been laying it down and we're sat in Jackie's car. And he was trying to talk to me like, well, and he came with a babe, Oloshi. You don't know that we are sitting so weird. They wax it restaurant, no boo, with a babe. We now saw, she now came outside, obviously waiting for her car to come, mm-hmm. and then we sat there, and I goes, oh, can I see you again? In my most deep Nigerian accent. So I said, my name is Toke. Say, sis, I can't say it because something about saying how he loves the motherland, he loves my accent. Oh, he says, speak for me again. I said, oh, so you like the way I'm speaking? I said, man, I can't understand what you're saying. You know, I was doing that movies, Nigeria. Accent, not the one we're speaking now. He's the, we want freedom. That kind of, yes, that's my name. I said, have you been to Lagos before? Is the Lagos, I couldn't hear. And I just really like when I hear like a mashup of the way people speak. Mm-hmm. Now different. I love to throw in the Nigerian accent there and there. A thick one.
Oh, and they'll love it.
So, of course.
They love it. They
always, I like the way you speak.
They're like, wow, you're so tropical.
It's so exotic.
It's so exotic. Yeah. Where are you from? Africa? Queen? They're going to call you queen. That's the motherfucker show. They're going to call you. Oh, my African queen.
Love it. So anyways, I'm sure you're going to have a great time this Christmas. Yeah, I can't wait to come to the UK because I'm planning to do something with the pod next year, and I want us to definitely
listen.
To do it.
You got to come down, man. You got to come on CNT, man. I love you there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Let's have some cocktails.
Fun. I've got. She tasted my bonnet after I told her that she's following boys that have cubicles and shower heads. Sure. So I was wake up and find the nigga that his shower is as big as this whole building.
Listen, that's what you need. Listen, Nigeria, I'm ready. You got to show me where the big shower boys is at.
I owe you that, actually. When next you guys talk to you in Nigeria, ask him how big his shower is.
How big is your shower? Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God.
And guess what? The flex is even my bathroom, not his.
Here he is.
I know that's right.
I got niggas who come to my house and say they don't want to go back home. I had to kick them out.
I know that's right.
Fumilo, if you call it now, or Daniani.
Big C.
Go home.
This is Big C, you know. She's on your man. This is Big C.
She's smelling bonnet. Don't mind. She said, my food bonnet. Why are you guys sitting in from behind? He's smelling my bonnet. Can you imagine? But this was lovely. It was so lovely meeting you. It's so funny. I feel like we're so alike.
So like.
You remind me also of Grace Ajiloye.
Grace Ajiloye is actually my sister.
That's your blood sister?
This is my blood sister, my older sister. Love her so
You're
much.
Lying.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Grace and I like it. We actually talk a lot.
That's it.
I love Grace. And I kept seeing some similarities. I said, they're so alike because Grace can send me a voice note and I will laugh for the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
I do the things, her experiences. Oh, I see it now.
Yeah.
I imagine what it's like in the family with you guys because Grace
chaotic.
Has the craziest experiences.
Honestly.
Craziest dates. Craziest. I'm like, where do you see
She's my chief officer, you know. I promise you, like, sometimes, like, I'll be talking to her and she's like, don't go and embarrass me out there. I feel like every time I go, I'm always having to represent my sergeant.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but honestly, I love Grace and that's my big sister now.
Yeah,
and she's coming soon.
Is she in Lagos?
She will be here soon.
After once
she's not here at the moment, but she's loaded.
Would you ever live here?
Do you know what? I can see myself living in and out. Honestly, I love London. London is my city, but I can see myself doing 2 months one place, 3 months one place, and then going back to London.
Really?
Hell yeah.
I've never really. I think there's only two places in the world I can live in.
Where and where?
Lagos and Paris.
Ooh, okay, Paris.
I can actually live in Paris. And I don't know why people are always like, oh, I get they're racist. But I actually like Paris for bringing up kids.
Okay.
I think I like, you know, just how cultural the buildings are. I people watch the most in Paris.
Okay.
My favorite thing to do is to sit at a cafe and people watch. It's hours will go by and you can just be sat there. And
not strange at all. Like, that's so cool.
I know you're trying to. I know you're trying to be funny, but maybe you should try it sometimes. When we're both in Paris, let me know.
Yes.
I will take you out on one of those. We will do it.
I will not blow it. Honestly,
yeah.
I would love to do it.
Yeah, it's always. I think it's wonderful because it just makes you see how small you are in the universe, and you see, you know, maybe not thousands, but you know, people, crowds of people walk by, and everybody has different thoughts. People trying to get home, people trying to get to work, and they're just walking and just wondering what is going through their minds. And it's just like, it's the most beautiful thing ever.
I love that.
I used to do it on Oxford Circus too.
I won't knock it, you know. I'm going to give it a
there
try.
There was one time I sat at McDonald's a long time ago, and I was sat by the window on Oxford Street, and I was just watching people go by. And it's so funny. You see people talking to themselves. You see the ones that are on the phone. It just makes you feel so small. And you realize that everyone, just our brains are working. Imagine if you could hear everyone's thoughts.
Mm.
How crazy that would be. That's a bit weird, right?
This is, yeah. But it's very philosophically weird. It's
but
like...
that's who I am, though.
Yeah, I love it. No, I'm fuck with it. No, I'm with it. I'm with it.
This guy's
I'm
crazy,
it.
Girl. He's crazy. She said that's weird. But don't mind her.
No, I'm being serious. I
promise you it's a date. We have to make it happen in 2024. Paris,
I'm going to do it.
People watching in
people
Paris.
People watching in Paris. I'm actually down.
You see, and it sounds so bougie.
It sounds so...
We're black and living in wealth and abundance.
Just staring at people. Like, fab.
And looking down on them and thinking they can't sit with us.
Listen, don't let the Paris people hate you before you've moved, you know. No, we love Paris.
Yeah, I love, yeah. So I can live in Lagos and Paris only.
Fabulous.
Maybe LA. I can do LA for work.
Oh, God. So. LA, I really didn't like it. You know, it's not ghetto enough for me.
Yeah.
I feel like it was too glossy. I like a dash of ghetto-ness, like a bit of ratchetness. It's everything is too light.
But there are areas of LA that you can find that.
I don't know.
Maybe you were like, where were you staying?
I was
in
West Hollywood.
No.
It's like, girl, where niggas at?
That's why, you know, when you're in those areas, it's West Hollywood.
Posh, yeah,
not like it's posh, but it's very business and glossy. Like everybody there is ready to hustle.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have certain places that Ugomoze has taken me to certain places in LA that I've been like, I felt like I was at home.
Okay,
the lift was broke. To enter to where we're partying is almost like
not that ghetto, but I mean, I like where people like.
I can't help her.
I mean, there's a limit to get. I mean, there's a spectrum.
And this particular night, we drove hours to get where we're going to party.
Oh my god!
It was but it was worth it.
Honestly, I would love to see. I mean, in Atlanta next year, Texas. I'd love to see. I think those.
I don't like Atlanta.
You don't like it?
Everyone's far from each other. I hate it.
Too
much driving. LA, I drove in a little bit. Atlanta is just weird. It's just like, it's far.
It's too spread apart.
I didn't enjoy my time there. So maybe I need someone that lives in ATL.
To know the
watch
ropes,
this
yeah.
And show us 2024. We'll take cocktails and...
Takeaways
and talking moments on tour.
Period.
That would be wild.
So I would love to really tap into the American... culture and audience, Atlanta, Texas, where all the African diaspora is out there, where all the Nigerian girlies and the African girlies and in between and all the and everybody. I want to step into
everybody,
the scene. I want to step into the scene. So next year I'll definitely be there. We should do it. Like I said, talking about this time, man.
Definitely feel like we should go on tour and go to these places and connect with Nigerians who are out there.
1,000%.
You know, just give them some real London, Nigerian.
Come on!
Where she's following guys that have cubicles and shower calls.
My story will change by then. By the time I go to America, I have a new boyfriend.
You can invite me, Steph. I can come and do my hair in one of the mirrors in the bathroom to be like, you have arrived.
One of them, because they are spoiling
there. OTR.
Yeah, I'm ready. Honestly, I will tell you about my shower sex moment in the massive bathroom that I discovered. I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to that. It better happen quickly.
With my tube on
who
it.
Who knows, this Christmas in Lagos, 30 December, you might just be like... You know,
I don't think I'm good. Honestly, like again,
but that's it. Don't think about it, girl.
Yeah, don't think about it.
It just happens. Okay. You might meet someone amazing before the year runs out.
In Jesus' name,
the 11th hour miracle. Oh, believe me.
He can come through
for you.
Never say never on God. Never say never.
Yeah,
I'm, like you said, I'm not thinking about it.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna do and live and experience,
and enjoy.
And then let the vibe be the vibe.
Yeah,
period.
See, guys, you see, this was fun. I love when people are coming in from out of town. I love to tap into their space, and I think that this was one of the most authentic and beautiful conversations we've had.
Amazing.
I shared things that I've never said to anybody as you shared things.
Yeah.
You're married, man.
Girl. And they wouldn't know that. I promise you guys, this is the first time we've ever met sitting down to speak. And I think...
I'm not surprised because you're also... Because I read it, you're also like a presenter, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes it's... Did you ever work on the radio?
No, I've not done radio yet.
Definitely.
When I finish, fucking, they'll just chuck me out.
No, but
because I do swear, they'll be like, what's motherfucking good? That's it. It's done.
But I promise you, a drive time show with you would be amazing. It's just that your schedule might not accommodate that because then you have to really be in the studio.
Yeah.
I did radio for 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Started radio in 2010, actually. And I started on the graveyard shift and I became, you know, the voice of Lagos in the morning.
Period.
So I did that for a minute. And, you know, I think he also helped with, because I always say to people, radio presenters make better TV presenters. Not because, TV girls are always going to think I'm hitting on them. It's not that. It's just that, you know, with the TV, I always say that sometimes people can watch us now the way they watch us. And it doesn't matter what we're saying. They love your hair and they're staring at your hair and just thinking, oh, I'm going to get braids. I just love her earring. Radio, you don't have that sort of time. Your wit has to be on point.
Yeah.
You have a shorter time frame to make an impression. And if you lose it, they're never coming back or tuning in. So the pressure is worse. And if you can survive that, the camera is nothing. Like, we've been chatting here, like, there's been, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's nothing. So I can't wait to see what all the things you get up to with your career as well. Because I think that definitely your podcast is very interesting. When they said you were around, I was like, sure, let's do this. Because I laugh every time I see a clip. I remember the Circle Back clip, and I said, this one. She said, don't go back to your ex. Now people are collecting Rolls Royce. You are here. She's my ex, my family, Rolls Royce. I was just like, well, Madame Joyce, that's for you. I'm back, I'm better. I'm doing a J-Lo on them.
I wouldn't be mad at it, you know. I wouldn't be, but I wouldn't.
Well, I don't
know
why Ben Affleck always looks so miserable every time I see them on. I shouldn't be one of those people because, again, I just said pictures don't tell you anything. He might be happy, just doesn't know how to smile.
Yeah, he might have a resting bitch face.
Wow. All right, guys. My producer has been giving me the eyes since. Thank you guys for watching. I hope this has been such an amazing time during the festive season for you to chill back, relax, and catch up with Madame Joyce and I. I will definitely be crossing over when I'm in the UK.
Please.
We'll do this again. I will chat with you guys on the next episode of Talk Air Moments. Goodbye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.